Hi, this is Chris Griffin, Assistant Editor for SearchDataBackup.com. I'm here today to talk about continuous data protection with W. Curtis Preston. How's it going today, Curtis?
A nice sunny day in Southern California.
That's great. Well, let's jump right into this then. What is CDP and how does it work?
Continuous data protection, in its purest sense, is replication with a back button. It works exactly like replication in that as the data is being changed on the source side, it's being automatically copied to the target side. The difference is that the target system maintains a log that allows you, in the case of some sort of logical corruption, to go backwards in time. And the true continuous data protection would allow you to go backwards in time to an infinite number of points. So literally just before or just after a particular write that causes a particular problem. There is something called near CDP, which is a similar concept, also using replication, but near CDP only can recover to what we call significant points in time, which are points in time where you took a snapshot. So again, true CDP, you can recover to any point in time prior to the current point in time, as far back as you've kept the log of transactions. And the near CDP can recover to significant points in time, which is when you took snapshots.
Can you compare CDP to traditional backup methods?
Sure. So there are significant differences. The first and the most obvious is that traditional backup, however it's done, is done by transferring bulk copies of the data from the source system to the target system. Generally speaking, it's a series of full and incremental backups. Even with products like TSM that do a progressive incremental approach for applications like Oracle and SQL Server, they still do a series of full and incremental backups. So that's the first thing, is that you're transferring with traditional backup a significantly larger amount of data on a very regular basis, whereas with CDP, whether it's near CDP or true CDP, it is all it's transferring from one system to the other are the bytes that are changing as they're changing them. That's the second difference, by the way. Traditional backup is done as a batch process, typically every night, whereas CDP and near CDP are running throughout the day. The other differences are, again, traditional backup, you can only recover typically to 24 hours ago or 18 hours ago or 36 hours ago, depending on which point in the continuum you happen to have your disaster. Whereas with near CDP and CDP, you could recover up to minutes before, even seconds before the problem occurred. So that's, I'd say that's the most differences.
Okay, and who can benefit from CDP?
I say people who have, let me back up with my answer. We generally recommend that people do things in the simplest, most traditional way possible. So based on that, I don't recommend CDP or even near CDP to everyone or even a majority of our customers. But we do have customers that are unable to meet their requirements with traditional backup. They say, hey, I can't go 24 hours or 36 hours between recovery points, right? This is our RPO. We're talking about recovery points objective. I can't lose 36 hours of transactions on my Oracle database, right? Now, I would have that customer examine RMAN and the use of recovery logs and all of those things to see if they can get closer to the point in time that they want to find. But generally, at some point, you will have a customer that says, I simply can't meet my objectives with traditional backup. And so then I would first have the person examine, I would have them examine both near CDP and CDP. If they have an aggressive requirement of like zero or, you know, like 1 second, then CDP is the only way they can accomplish that goal. If they are comfortable with an hour, then near CDP is the more traditional way, as I make quotes in the air. If we can talk about CDP being traditional, true CDP is a little bit newer than near CDP, and near CDP is available from a number of vendors, such as storage array vendors and volume management vendors and RAID vendors and things like that, because basically all near CDP is a fancy term for snapshots and replication. And snapshots and replication have been around for a long time. So if their requirements are such that they can be met by near CDP, I would have them compare the cost of both and see which one is the least expensive and the easiest to maintain, because that's where another, also a big part of your cost comes from, is that ongoing management. And then just have them select which one's the most appropriate for them.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for taking a couple minutes to talk to me, and enjoy the weather out in California, Curtis.
Absolutely.
All right, and to learn more about CDP, be sure to visit searchdatabackup.com.